It is just about 16 minutes after 7 a.m. on your Thursday morning, and we are sitting a bit warmer than we were yesterday. My computer that has the weather is not cooperating with me, so I've just been guessing on the temperatures, but it's being difficult. It's ready for the weekend. But right now I do have Millersburg Police Chief Matt Shaner here with me this morning. It's been a hot minute since you've been able to take some time and chat with us. So welcome back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yep, it's been a little while. And my car said like 20 degrees on the way out.
Okay, so I've been right on the money still. We haven't adjusted yet.
I don't know how accurate my car is, but yesterday morning it was single digits, so that was, at least it was registered in single digits. Pretty chilly. So, yep, it's been a little while since I've been out. New year, new things going on. Winter has found us, definitely the last few days. The brutal cold, everybody seems to have gotten through it, at least as far as I know. It's kind of crazy whenever it's 20 degrees and it feels oh so much better. Then yesterday morning was definitely pretty rough.
It was a bit on the chillier side for sure.
Yes. Yep. It was, got your attention. if you weren't awake when you walked out the door, you definitely should have been after you walked a little ways, walking to your car. Unless your car is parked in a garage attached to your house, then you're protected from that. But, my garage is not connected to my house, so I have that little bit of space in between I got to get to, and it's like a wind tunnel. So not only am I walking out into the cold, I walk out into the wind tunnel and scurry into the garage and get in my cruiser before I leave the house. So
I have a carport, so it keeps the snow off and a smidgen warmer, but say I have to go from the out to the carport. But you know what, I went without one for many years. My apartment, you know, we all just had open parking, and I greatly appreciate, like, when I left work the day before yesterday when it snowed,
yep,
I had to scrape my windows, and I'm not a fan. I don't miss that at all, because being in the carport, I don't have to do that. It doesn't even frost in there. It stays warm enough from the heat of the house because the one side is closed in, so it holds some of the heat.
Yep.
So I don't like scraping windows, but it's important that you do fully scrape your windows.
Yeah. Yep. And especially like the other morning, that was kind of a fluffy snow, even though it was really slick on the roadway. And you know, you can clean your windows off and have them perfectly clean, and then you take off down the road and it's like a whiteout. You obviously have to be careful, but trying to get some of the snow off any of the surface, you know, your front of your hood, because that's, you know,
terrifying.
If it's a crusty top shelf, you know, the snow, it might not happen until you get up to speed, and then you're going 55 miles an hour and a big sheet of snow smacks you in the
flies at the windshield. I've had that happen.
Yeah.
When I first started driving, we'll say that way better. It's terrifying because all of a sudden it's...
Yep, and you can see it, the semi-trucks, the snow will lift off their trailers. It's like, wow, that's not good if it, you know, hits your windshield and you're instantly, instantly blind. Can't see anything, you know, your windshield wipers, you're fumbling for those.
So. And you might need to change your pants.
Yeah. Yep, so... You know, I'm pretty particular. I clean all the snow windows that I can get everything off, all the windows.
Headlights, taillights.
And I'm trying to think of others. So, like my personal pickup truck, has a tonneau cover. I clean that off so I'm not blasting the people behind me. I don't get every little dusting, but I try not to make it look like I'm driving down a country road, in the dust storm, and it's all just snow coming off my vehicle. It's just one of those things. Whenever it's as cold as it was yesterday morning, you know, your vehicle's going to be frosted over. You have to let it get warmed up. Got to be able to see side windows, front, back. It's all, you know, all the same. And it is something that we can pull you over if your view is obstructed. It's just one of those things. It's a safety issue. I've never stopped anybody for that, but if I would,
you know, it would be more of an issue of a safety issue versus getting the traffic citation, the importance of that. It's a safety. You can't see where you're going, and if you can't see where you're going, you're putting other people and yourself in jeopardy, and that's just not a good thing. Take a little bit of time. You know, like this cold, they talked about it for several days that it was coming. So you take a little bit of extra time and you let your vehicle warm up and go from there.
And don't just scrape a little part and then when you can't see, put the window down so that you can see, because then sometimes the window will get frozen down.
Yeah.
And then it's a really cold drive. I've heard that can happen.
Or you just can't put your windows down.
But it's I think it's a lot worse when you can't put it up.
Yep. Yeah, you just, you know, take a little bit of time, and that's something, you know, all the time we're saying is take a little bit of time. Don't be in such a big hurry. You know, definitely mornings like the last couple mornings, you know, we fared fairly well as far as crashes and things like that. You know, last Friday evening, the weather turned sideways on us. I don't think we did too bad in the whole county, you know, as far as crashes. I heard other places like Ashland, Richland County,
Ashland was a hot mess.
They got pretty bad as far as crashes and stuff like that. And I believe there was a fatal, I don't know if it's Ashland or Richland County up on Ashland. 30. So, you know, things go crazy pretty quick when the weather's turning bad. Just take your time, take a little bit of time. When it is bad, you know, if you don't need to be out, don't go out. You know, that's something you just need to decide. Is it really, really worth it? You know, being one of those people that thinks they have to go out and drive around just to see if the road crews are doing their jobs or seeing if you can do it, just isn't
a smart thing to do. That's not a good reason.
Yeah. You know, had plenty of time to make your, usually you have plenty of time to make plans, as far as what you're doing and stuff. Now, like the other morning when it snowed, and it got, you know, pretty slick. You know, when you don't have vehicles out moving, that doesn't help clear the roads any.
And
a little bit of sunshine, even on cold days, makes a difference. Now, if we have, you know, 3 or 4 inches already on the ground, the sun comes out, it doesn't necessarily. But the other morning, you know, it ended up being a sunny day. As soon as the sun came out, with the vehicles that were moving, by the time the sun comes out and the material on the roadway, things cleaned up pretty quickly. But there for a little bit, it gets kind of hairy, trying to drive, you know, things like that. And depending on when the snow hits, we may not have a crew out. I heard your article on the county highway guy. They said they have a night watchman. You know, our street department doesn't have a night watchman. The patrolmen usually are the ones that call the street department in. You know, and if the snow's hitting like at 6:15, 6:30, we're not going to get people out there much earlier than that. It's just the way it is. Those guys are already on their way in, and it's just one of those things where you can't ever tell when it's going to hit. And you know, the perfect world, all the crews, every road crew there is, would have 24/7 coverage. They'd be ready to go at the beck and call of Mother Nature. But it's not feasible, you know, for a smaller agency like us, smaller village entity, to have that. So, you know, they get in here, get in as quick as they can, get the trucks loaded up and on their way.
Here in Holmes County, we do a lot. I just say, please let me get to Holmes County. Please let me get to Holmes County. We're going to take a little break here. We'll have hometown calendar of the birthdays for today. We'll have more with Chief Shaner coming up here on WKLM. That was a look at the Ion weather forecast, and we are sitting right around 20 degrees per Chief Shaner's truck. I am here with Chief Matt Shaner of the Millersburg Police Department, and we were talking snow safety, and you know, how did things wrap up in the year for the Berg?
Good. You know, the winter really didn't hit until after, so we didn't have that end of the year. You know, usually the first few good snowfalls, the crash numbers are kind of high. People need to get their winter legs, winter wheels, whatever you want to call it. And it happens, you know, it's pretty religious. Every year you have that. But we really have been, you know, pretty lucky this year. Haven't had a whole lot at one time. Street crews get it under control. It takes a little bit of time, you know, just like your article earlier, you know, give the trucks room to move. You know, one of the things about in town is everybody knows traffic is traffic in town. You get stuck in it, you're sitting around. Well, you know, if the snowplow trucks are in the traffic also, you know, it's going to be harder for them to get their jobs done and get the material out, get the snow off the road, get the material on the road to help, you know, thaw the road. So if you don't have to be out, just stay home. Definitely whenever there's levels, like he had said, you know, the levels are put there for the citizens, the public's safety. Give the crews time to get things cleaned up. You know, the last several years we've been pretty lucky. We've had a couple doozies, but they don't last days upon days upon days. Hopefully I am jinxing us, and I'm sure if I am.
Say, did you really just say that with snow predicted for tomorrow? Did you really?
I'm going to hear it from somebody, I know. But
we will call you out on here and be like, you Shader.
You know, it is what it is, and we live in Ohio, and, you know, snow today, tomorrow, Saturday, and calling for rain next week, I believe, up in 40s.
Yeah, we'll be almost 50 next week at this time.
Yeah, so it's crazy how the weather can bobble back and forth. You know, if we get one way or the other, it's a lot better. I personally would rather have snow this time of year than I would rain. Cold rain is no fun.
You don't have to shovel rain.
Yeah, that's true, but you also get soaking wet. Normally on a snowy day, you don't get soaking wet unless you have those humongous snowflakes that are damp. But yes, you can get wet, but it's not the same. Me walking from my vehicle to a storefront, I'm not going to get soaking wet in the snow normally. Whereas in a pouring down rain, I'm going to be soaking wet.
Either way, so. I will melt. Sugar melts, don't you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's just that, see, this shows you can't please everybody. Everybody's got an angle. But yes, you know, the next few days we're going to get some snow predicted. Who knows what we'll end up with. Won't know until it's here. But, you know, it's liable to be, tomorrow morning's liable to be interesting again. Be one of those mornings that could be interesting. Saturday morning could be interesting. You know, on the weekends.
If you hear Michael and not me, you'll know it was interesting.
on the weekends, one of the difficulties is the mornings on the weekends are not near as busy as what obviously the weekdays. So you don't have the added traffic helping getting the material mixed up and moving and getting things cleared away. So, you know, and there again, you have to give time for the guys to come in and get loaded up and get out on the roads. You know, no matter what everybody thinks, as soon as salt hits the ground, it doesn't instantly produce clearing. Takes a little bit of time to get itself working. You know, the colder
the
temperature.
Just like us in the morning.
Yeah. Yep. The colder the temperature it is, you know, we get to the point where the salt really doesn't do a whole lot. But like I said, if the sun comes out and you can get a little bit of bare pavement, then, it, you know, the asphalt really likes the sun and likes to heat up some, so that helps. It's not a guaranteed, but it definitely helps. So, you know, just give yourself extra time, give time for the road crews to get out there and get working, because, you know, when things get slippery and get crazy and there's crashes, you know, the first responders that are out there, you know, we're staying alongside the road trying to do the reports, make sure people are okay. If there's an injury or something, you know, we get the fire department up there, tow truck drivers. You know, we can actually end up with a lot of people standing around at a crash scene on the roadway that are unprotected. And, you know, you see videos all the time of you know, officers having somebody stop, they're on the side of the roadway, whether it's crash, disabled, traffic site, and another car plows into them. You know, to me, the issue around here is when the weather is bad, that's increased quite a bit because you don't always think about your stopping distance. You know, slow down, get over as far as you can. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, we're out there trying to help somebody, and we also have to, you know, dodge the sliding car here and there.
While you're skidding on the snow yourself,
Luckily, it's not been that bad this year so far, but, you know, it's just something to keep a thought in your head. If you're not in a major, major hurry, then, you know, you're not going to have to be zooming through town, zooming on the roads. You know, county roads are real skinny. A lot of them, county and township roads, are pretty skinny too, kind of like some of the streets in town. So you get one or two vehicles and it's pretty tight. So, you know, just take your time. Have plenty of time. Don't be in a rush. Give time for the crews to get out and get working.
And we're in the uphill swing now. That's the way I look at it. We're getting more daylight. We are in the uphill swing. We're kind of at that cabin fever mode where you're starting to be like, I'm tired of being in the house. You get that twitch. I want to do things outside, but Mother Nature's like, nah, not yet.
Yeah. you know, and the other thing to think about is shoveling to get your driveway, shovel your walks, you know, in town. You know, you have to be careful doing that. Doesn't take a lot of snow to make a lot of weight, and that can be, you know, you hear about it, people shoveling snow, end up having some sort of a heart issue or something. So just take your time at that.
And help your elderly neighbors.
Yeah, you know, check on them, especially, you know, as cold as it was yesterday. Maybe today, if you can, you know, walk over and say, hey, you okay? That type of thing. Make sure they don't need to be out, because they definitely don't need to be out in this type of weather, and the weather that's looking to come the next few days. So, you know, you have a neighborhood kid that wants a couple extra bucks, say, hey, you want to order a couple bucks? The way we used to do it, shovel the walk, shovel the drive.
Yeah, we used to get a lot less money for this. Let me tell you, the rate has gone up. Inflation has made the shoveling rate go up. Yep. But you know what? I'm actually prepared this time. If some kid comes knocking on my door, I actually have like cash on hand at the house to set for that, because I never do. And I'm like, well, $6 work? And they just look at you like you grew a third head or something, because that ain't going to cut it these days.
Yeah, gonna have to have a little cash. I don't know very many kids that walk around with a card swipe for their shoveling, snow shoveling business.
But you know what? The kids today, it wouldn't surprise me if one had one. I'm not even going to.
Oh, I would probably agree with that. Somebody's probably got one. You know, and if that means they can get it, they might do it. So, but, you know, it's just one of those things. You know, get your sidewalks cleared. Slap a little salt or sand down. You know, sand, it's amazing how much sand helps on ice. My driveway at home is gravel. When I have gravel on it, a lot of times it's just dirt path. But I use a lot of sand at home. And it's crazy how little sand works to get you traction to get up and out. So that's food for thought too, is,
you know,
get a little bit of sand and throw that down. You know, depending on sand, sometimes that helps melt the snow too, if the sun comes out, being a darker brown. Don't usually have to like coat it to where it's gonna really, really help, but sometimes it'll help.
So your driveway's not a sandbox.
Yeah, and I will give the warning, it does make a mess if you put it like in your doorway and you don't have a good
rug.
Like a rug that is rough that will break it off your, you know, get it off your shoes and stuff.
It's like a trip to the beach.
Yeah, however, I'd rather have some sand in my house in the wintertime than
be stuck.
Falling down on the concrete, falling down steps, things like that. So, you know, just take your time, get things cleaned up. You know, when the snow does hit, wait until it lets up. There's not a whole lot of reason to shovel your walk or shovel your driveway two or three times if it's in the middle of a snowstorm.
Work smart, not hard.
Yeah, I mean, if you have to go somewhere, get it cleared so you can get out. But, you know, I know there's people around that got to have a clean sidewalk, got to have a clean driveway, and we'll do it several times in a day. If you don't have to, don't do it. Don't be outside in the weather. That's the biggest thing to me in the wintertime. If you don't have to be, don't be out in it.
Exactly. Those are our snow tips with Chief Shaner. We're going to take a quick moment. Then we got hometown sports, and then we'll wrap it up on WKLM. We are about ready to wrap up this 7 a.m. hour, and we've had Chief Matt Shaner from the Millersburg Police Department with us. Thanks, Chief, for coming out and not forgetting about us. You know, we missed December, but we're back in the saddle, taking on the new year, preparing you for some potential snow here tonight and tomorrow morning.
Yep, just pay attention, and tomorrow morning, use a little extra time.
Be smart.
Yes.
Slow down.
Yep. Slow down, pay attention, get your car cleaned off, vehicle cleaned off, because not everybody drives a car now. Get your vehicle cleaned off.
No Ace Ventura.
Yes, exactly. That would not be fun.
No.
You know, take your time. And just like whenever it's pouring down rain, if you're, you know, turn your headlights on.
Ta-ta-da!
Got to be able to see. Even, you know, in the snow, there might be times where you're driving and you're not using your wipers, but it's white out. You need to be able to, you know, slow down, turn your headlights on.
Even if it's daylight, if it's precipitating.
Yes, yep. And vehicles that have the automatic daytime running lights, driving lights, not all those turn on their taillights. So, you know, you physically turn on the lights. Got to be able to be seen. Got to see, got to be able to be seen. That's a big thing. Make sure your wipers are in good shape, too.
Exactly. So some we can do this. Snow tips with Shaner.
Yeah, that'll work.
Kind of like, what was it with these deep thoughts with Jack Handy?
Yep. Just trying to help everybody. That's people think about.
Exactly. Well, thank you for joining with us here this morning. It's always the fastest hour of the entire morning. We're going to take a quick break. That was Chief Matt Shaner from the Millersburg Police Department, and we'll have hometown news after this.